Trick-or-mean. You like my costume, sir? Thank you. I'm a bit too old to be going door-to-door on Halloween. Nonsense. Only when you are my age can you get the best rewards. Besides, you aren't going to refuse things to a cute ghost at your doorstep, would you? That is practically inviting the bad spirits in. I thought so. Can I have it now, please? Yay! What is this? Candy? No. I don't think you heard me when you opened the door. I said trick or meat. Wait, you're new in this neighborhood, right? That must be it. You misunderstand me. Let's see if you understand now. It's Halloween, and I'm a woman on your doorstep looking for fun. I'm in an anonymous, very tight white costume that hugs my body so that everyone can get a good look. There are only three holes, two for my eyes and one for my mouth. And I come here, get on my knees for you, and ask for tasty, juicy meat. You're not following me, are you? And here I thought I was being clever. I'll have to change my introduction for next year. I want the meat in your pants. Your cock. I'm a slutty ghost going door to door on Halloween and sucking off as many delicious, juicy cocks as I can. One night of the year to be a total slut, suck off anyone I can find, get drenched in whatever people want to give me, and get home with a belly full of cum. So, I will ask again. Trick or meat? You're not sure? Come on, why not? I promise I'll do a good job. You've never felt a mouth like mine before. Is it because you have a girlfriend? Or a wife? Don't worry about that. Just call her over. I'll gladly eat her pussy, too. Please don't be mean to me. There is no trick. This is my third year, and no one has refused me before. Don't break my winning streak. I'm on my knees begging for your cock. I will do anything for it. Anything. You just have to ask. Or don't even ask. Just do it and I promise I'll love it. Deal? Oh, thank God. Yes, right here on your doorstep. Door open and all. I don't care. Do you? Let people see you fucking my mouth. Oh, yes. Nice cock, sir. I'll enjoy sucking you off. It must be one of the biggest ones in the neighborhood. So thick. I almost can't close my hand around it. It looks really good. It feels warm and throbs in my hand. And it even smells great. Where were you all my life? Yes, slap my face with it. Oh, fuck, so heavy. Oh, let it rest on my face. Oh, like that. Yes, it's so heavy. And wet, too. Already dripping pre-cum on my face. Your balls right under my nose, pressing on my lips. You are driving me crazy. I will enjoy swallowing your cock. Some girls like taking it slow and then working up to a climax, but I feel like you've teased me for long enough. It is time for me to take the lead now, so let me hug your legs tight and you hold on to something. Most people think face fucking is when you fuck someone down to your throat, but you're about to learn that it doesn't always work that way. I'm the one going to slam my throat down on your cock. Oh, fuck. That is what I'm talking about. You have a very tasty cock, sir. One of the best around, and trust me, I've had plenty. I love how thick it is, really filling my mouth completely. Pushing my throat open. It is a bit of a struggle, finally, a bit of a challenge. Something for me to gag on. Don't worry, sir. I'll make it fit. Just hold on. Put your hands on my head if you want while I slap this cock down my throat time and time again. Oh, this is the best. I love how warm your cock feels in my mouth. Feeling it completely, it almost doesn't fit. I have to stick out my tongue to put it all in, but that is good, right? It means I can lap up your balls, too. Your cock is making such a mess out of me. I'm drooling all over my costume, and now, with this white sheet all wet and clinging to me, I bet you can see something very special. I'm not wearing anything else underneath this. But that's not fair to you, is it? It's not all your fault. I have been to 27 houses before this one. Each and every one of them chose me. How kind of them. Some guys were already waiting for me, dick in hand. Just a few thrusts down my wet mouth and I got my treat. A mouthful of cum down my belly. Some others took a bit of persuasion, but they were more than happy to help me once I explained myself. In four other houses, the guys had wives, but that isn't really a problem. I love to suck on some pussy, too. They start angry at me, but end up showering me in pussy juices 2 minutes later. It tastes just as good. A bit of palate cleanser before my next load, and the last house, there was a small party of some kind. 12 guys and 2 girls. I was afraid that it would take too long, so I went all out for them. Let the birthday boy use my asshole. Before long, I even had the girls helping me out. Swallowed more loads, cleaned out the birthday boy twice, once with my ass and then with my mouth, and even stole the cum my helpers had worked to get for myself. They were more than happy to trade it for a kiss, or for me to lick off their cunts. Took me about an hour there, and now I'm here. That's why I look a bit of a mess. That's why you can see my nipples through my white fabric. The sheet is all sticky on my face and clinging to my belly. My costume drenched in pre-cum pussy juice spit and who knows what else. It makes me feel so happy walking around the street like this, delivering joy to the world. You're so hard. Not that I'm complaining. I live for this thick cock. You must be close, right? You don't have to hold back. Just come when you want. Oh, you're going to? All right. Give it to me. Come down my throat. All right. Come on. Mm-hmm. saying, I can't afford to give you time to rest. Believe it or not, you're the highlight of my night. Your cock is something else. It's messing with my mind. I want at least 2 or 3 more loads out of you. Don't worry. Once you're sensitive like that, it's so much easier to make you come. Grit your teeth or something. Where was I? All right. Walking around the streets like a slut. The word slut doesn't even apply to me. I'm something more. Maybe I should dress as a succubus next year. But no, it wouldn't be the same. Besides, all the fun is in being covered like this. The wet costume keeps it hugging my skin. And people have no idea who I really am. True, they can try and guess, but good luck. I don't even use my real voice during these nights. It's like something's possessed me and makes me crave more and more depravity. Here on your doorstep, choking on your cock, gargling on my spit and on your previous load, feeling my skin all wet and slick, voice to breathe in the scent of so many different people at once. It just drives me fucking crazy. I want to hold this cock in my mouth and never take it out. Oh, just stay in bliss for as long as I can. If only I didn't need to breathe. I could keep it like this forever. Throat full, swallowing around a warm, thick meat, drinking its free cum and being forced to smell all the cum and pussy juice that drips on my face. I feel you tensing up, ready to give me one more. Come, please, for me. Thank you. Last one. I promise. You know what my favorite part of these nights is? It's not all the sex, not all the depravity I give myself, not even the happiness I spread, even though that is all very fun. My favorite part starts late at night. Once I've drunk a good amount, I can feel it accumulating in my belly. I love the feeling of it sloshing inside me as I walk to the next house. Once I'm full enough, it almost makes me come on the spot. Look down. Here. See how my dress clings to my belly? See my rosy skin through it, my belly button? So hot, isn't it? Distended, filled to the brim, and trust me, it can fit a lot more inside. After I've drank as much as I can, after my mouth feels numb and I'm quietly strolling back home, almost like I'm pregnant. Strolling's not even the right word, more like stumbling. At that point, it feels like I'm in paradise. Every step brings me orgasms, just feeling it sloshing around inside me. What would be a 10-minute walk takes over an hour. I swear I come more than everyone I help combine. Just no strength in my legs. That is, if I don't find anyone along the way. If they stop to help me, I always return the favor. I reach home at dawn, exhausted, but oh so happy. I go straight to my bed and get ready for a blissful sleep. A smile on my face, rubbing my filled belly. So, mister, you want to help me come? You want me to feel as good as you do now? Then give me one more.
suck it all out. Mm-hmm. I want every last drop. Ah, there. Would you help me up, dear? I still have more houses to visit, so I really must be on my way. I've started to feel that delicious tingle in my belly that I was talking about. Lots of warm, creamy liquid sloshing inside me. Look at my belly, swollen and happy, looking so full, all thanks to you. Thank you so much for helping a stranger like me out of the kindness of your heart. You are so very sweet. And you have the best piece of meat I have ever tasted. Once I finish my rounds, would you mind if I knocked on your door for round two? I promise to give you the worship you deserve. Still? Good. See you soon.